Hey everybody, this is Black Women with Other Brothers, your unfiltered podcast for Monday, June 8th, 2020. Wow, time is flying so much. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac coming to you from a very interesting San Francisco. I promise not to say anything else about San Francisco except for my location. However, you can check out my other podcast called San Francisco Damn. Twitter page. See you there. So, ladies and gentlemen, verbal abuse. Now, these Black Women with Other Brother podcasts are very short, under 10 minutes. Verbal abuse, accepting and rejecting. I'm motivated to make this podcast. I saw a comment. You know, I have to admit, I am middle-aged. I like to keep my stress down. I've had some very interesting experiences, major trauma, like a lot of American Black women and Black women, period. But that is not my persona. I don't go around talking about, oh, I'm suffering so much. Oh, my life is so hard. Except whining about San Francisco, which is like a bohemian performance art thing. However, I'm not going to be going around talking about wine. I can say that verbal abuse is too normalized in societies where Black women are. It's up to you to reject the verbal abuse. You have to reject the verbal abuse. And, okay, so there was a woman, she posted a comment about, you know, grandmothers cursing at their granddaughters, Black grandmothers. And it reminded me why I don't follow a lot of Black women seriously, because it's usually we're talking about these topics and I'm middle-aged, it gets old. I don't want to keep hearing about trauma. I don't want to keep hearing about adults verbally, physically, emotionally, totally going over the top, abusing children. I'm over absorbing that. So I'm very careful about what kind of art I follow and absorb. So this woman was talking about Black grandmothers cursing at their granddaughters. That, in general, verbal abuse in general, is normalized in Black communities. It's a sadistic rite of passage. You are supposed to, especially little girls, man up and take it. You are supposed to take someone telling you, get the F over here, or get your little Black behind over here, or you must think you're cute. You're not all that. Just total verbal abuse. I want to share some tips on having boundaries regarding verbal abuse. There is someone that I knew. I can say it was a family member. I come from a big family. I have many siblings. Some have passed away, but it's still a big family, even on my dysfunctional, apathetic father's side. My mother's side has gigantic extended family, so nobody will really know who I'm talking about except the family member. Now, I have been kind to this family member. We had an unbalanced relationship. I was kinder to them than they were to me. It was more like a receive and not give relationship. That's pretty normal in a lot of Black families. I don't have to elaborate, ladies. So this family member was communicating with me. We were going back and forth. It was nice. I talked about communication as a tennis ball. You lob the ball back and forth. And all of a sudden they started cursing. Not necessarily cursing me out, using curse words to speak to me. Now, for me, I consider if somebody's cursing to me, that's verbal abuse, and that is unacceptable. I don't care who you are. I don't care where it's at. I'm not going to accept your excuse. You've got one time to do that. The first time you show me who you are, honey, I believe you. So this family member was cursing at me in a text. And I told him, I said, you just crossed the line. This is a blood relative. I said, you crossed the line. That's it. So I basically dropped the ball. I didn't continue any conversation. I let them know that was it. I have not disowned this family member. I still have tender feelings for them. I am not communicating with them. I have taught them by my absence of communication with them that their behavior was unacceptable. A lot of black women accept verbal abuse. In fact, a lot of black cultures are verbally abusive. So much vulgarity, so many curse words, and it's supposed to be called loving. You know, somebody walks up, hey, my B. Oh, hey, what's up, H? Hey, that's my N word. I don't consider any of that loving. And I'll repeat again, I'm a middle-aged woman. Some of you young, sassy girls can't call me old, honey. You'll be lucky if you get to my age. You probably won't. With all the pills and risk-taking that gin is doing. Anywho, and I have no regrets with what I did. Everybody knows that. If I am even conversing with someone on any social media tool that I use, and they come to me and they're cursing at me, it's over. I have a zero tolerance policy, and I think it's a good idea for you to have that. It also means you cannot be the person cursing at your grandchildren, cursing at your children, cursing at your coworkers, cursing at your mama, cursing at your boyfriend, cursing. Then you are abusive. There are other ways to communicate without using vulgarity. Yeah, it's good to have some silence so you can really think about that. It's not cute. That's all you hear in hip-hop records. Vulgarity. Reality shows. Vulgarity. I consider it all abusive. Now, these are unorthodox, nonconformist opinions, which I accept. Unpopular opinions, I accept. Now, going back to the beginning of the topic, black grandmothers cursing at their grandkids. That's supposed to help toughen them up. Now, these are the same grandchildren. You had better not have them be your caregiver, grandma or mama. You know, if you pee on a garden, what's going to grow up out of that? What's going to grow from a garden that is fertilized with foul hydration? You're going to get what you put out there, which is why the people I have cut off for coming incorrect down the road, if I do accept them in my life, but probably not, because what I've learned when I cut somebody off, it's good not to bring them back because I'm going to end up cutting them off again. I'm the queen of the block. I will block people and just keep it moving. And a few times I'll accept people back. I always block them again, really. And it doesn't even have to be a family member, even a family member. Like I said, I come from a big extended family. I'm not here to denigrate my femininity by taking someone's abuse. And that's what it is. You have really great taste in podcasts for listening to this. You know it's a great short podcast. I get to the point. It's not a lot of, you know, silly music or cutesy-wootsy narcissistic, you know, in slang where I'm just like talking like, I'm so cute, my life in San Francisco, blah, blah, blah. I get to the point. I'll see you back here Wednesday. Thanks for subscribing, telling your friends. I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. This is Black Women with Other Brothers. Everything's beautiful.